Your running form plays a huge role in your performance, your running economy, and your injury risk. Welcome back to another episode of the Rehab for Runners podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa, and I'm going to keep this episode short, sweet, and to the point so you can prevent injuries and achieve your running goals this year. By now, you should know that it is very important to address your running form if you want to run more efficient, if you want to improve your running economy, and if you want to return to pain-free running. Addressing your running form is not just for those that want to achieve their running goals and PR. It's also for those who want to prevent injuries this year. And more specifically, we're talking about what is happening at the hips when you're running. Research shows if you have a hip drop, meaning when one foot is on the ground and the other leg is swinging through and your hip is dropping, this can increase your risk for injuries by 80%. Let's dive into this because 80% is huge. If my right leg is on the ground and my left leg is swinging through, this is called right stance phase. If I'm recording myself running and I stop the frame on this right stance phase, specifically from the back view, and I notice that my left side of my pelvis and my hip is lower than the right side of my pelvis and hip, this is called hip drop. And more specifically, it's called contralateral hip drop because the right gluteus medius muscle controls what's happening at the left side of the pelvis and the hip during this stance phase. So if my left hip is dropping while my right hip is in stance phase, my right gluteus medius needs to be strengthened. It needs to be stronger. From the back view, it looks like the pelvis is dropping. And to take it one step further, you can measure the amount of hip drop in degrees from a horizontal line across the pelvis. So if I just draw a straight line across the pelvis and I notice that one hip is lower than the other while the opposite leg is in that stance phase, the leg is on the ground, the other leg is swinging through. We can measure this in terms of degrees from this line across the back of the pelvis. And if the opposite hip drops more than 1 degree, you are now 80% more likely to be injured. Now, I think that the injury risk for hip drop is so high because of everything else that happens to the lower extremity as your hip drops. The knee will start to cave in, the foot can overpronate, and I feel like this just creates so much more load and extra force through these areas that are really, really common in runners that have like runner's knee or posterior tibialis pain, ITB syndrome, low back pain even. So I feel like that's why the risk is so much higher and it's more likely to cause this overstride, which again, it's just more braking forces and more ground reaction forces going through the body. If I'm watching someone run, I look at the back view, I see the hip drop. Next thing I'm looking at is the front view of someone's running form. When I see hip drop from the back, I will also see what looks like a very narrow knee window, which means that your knees are almost touching or they are touching as your leg swings through. And it's almost like I say they're like kissing each other. You might even have red marks on your knee or notice that your knees touch each other because the hip is diving in and therefore the knee is diving in, causing the hip and the knee to collapse inward. Another thing that I often see is that the leg will actually scissor over the opposite leg, or it's almost like a runner will look like they're running on a road line where it's like each foot is just crossing over into the midline or even across the midline, which we ideally don't want. And all of this just comes down to having a weak gluteus medius. Now, how are you going to know that you are having hip drop or this narrow knee window? Now, ideally, you're going to have to record yourself running or go through a running analysis. Another way to do this is if you have recent race photos and maybe one of the race photos, you're in this stance phase where one leg is on the ground, the other leg is swinging through. From there, you can usually see with your legging line, your short line, your pant line, that one hip is lower than the other. That's that's a good way to see if you have this hip drop. And to correct it, I already said that we have to strengthen the gluteus medius, but that does not mean doing a million side steps, monster walks, clamshells, bridges even, because the gluteus medius has multiple roles throughout the hip. It is a huge hip stability muscle. It controls hip abduction, meaning it brings your hip out to the side, hip external rotation, which means it brings your knee out to the side, like a figure four stretch. And then some fibers in the front of the hip, the anterior part of the gluteus medius, feed into the TFL, which is one of the hip flexors, and it controls hip internal rotation, which means you bring your knee inward. Now, all of those are awesome, cool, we need those. But more importantly, when it comes to hip drop, it controls single leg stability. And that's where we really want to hone in on with hip drop. I see PTs making this mistake all the time when they treat runners. They're like, oh, your glutes are weak, let's just do clamshells and bridges and side steps. But it's not the external rotation that's weak. It's not the hip abduction that's weak or the internal rotation that's weak. In this case, it's the single leg stability. That's where you're a little bit weaker. You can't control the opposite side of the pelvis in that single leg position, or maybe you were able to control it in the beginning of the race, but now, or the run, but now you are fatiguing, maybe as you increase your speed or as you increase your endurance. Now, if you are having this hip drop, think of exercises in single leg and being able to control your hip in single leg. It's not about how much weight that you can lift in a, you know, a single leg stance or a single leg squat or a single leg deadlift. This is about control, not true powerhouse strength. So again, think like single leg squat, just being able to control your pelvis, making sure one side doesn't dip down. If you aren't having pain, but you want to improve your runner strength and stability, including addressing hip drop, I highly recommend that you go through the Runner's Complete program. It's 12 weeks of running specific strength and mobility exercises so you can run stronger and prevent injuries. I will link it below because it has helped thousands of runners just become faster and stronger and make sure that they don't get stuck in this injury cycle, because it does address common movement patterns that runners need to master in order to run stronger. All right, friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe you learned something new, and I hope you have a great run and enjoy that extra hour of daylight. Have a good one. Bye.